What do you say in 2.5 minutes about all these years on Earth, especially all these years in American Fork? I have lived here for 40 years. I have been for close to 30 years at that time. I was a reporter for the American Fork Citizen and then the Daily Herald. I've covered American Fork City government and the people, most importantly, the people and the residents of this wonderful community. When I covered it, I was serving as a watchdog, as a watchdog for the public to make sure the government didn't do anything wrong. Most of the time they didn't, which is fine. But I've kind of still been in that same mode. I would feel like I would be the same way. I would want to be the watchdog on the council to make sure that people didn't do anything wrong. So anyway, background on me, I graduated from BYU 100 years ago. My major was broadcasting and communications. I've worked for KBYU television, and I worked for the newspaper for 30 years, and I'm now retired, and I picked up a part-time job at UVU doing some writing. So it's not a conflict of interest anymore, so I can still take the knowledge that I have learned through that time about our city, about the things that work in government and the things that don't work, so we don't waste our time. I would like to be able to take this knowledge and serve the community that I love so much. And that's it. Minute and a half, I did.
Thank you. Jeff Schwerter, running for city council. I'm currently serving as a city councilman. I've enjoyed working with the council that I've been with and the mayor. I really have enjoyed working with Mayor Hatfield. Really appreciate his love for American Fork and what he's done for American Fork. I'm an attorney by trade. I've lived in American Fork for 23 years. Have grandchildren and children in American Fork City. I've enjoyed working here. I grew up in Orem, born in Wyoming, but I grew up in Orem, so I've been close to this valley for a long time. I hope that you would vote for me this next 4 years. I don't intend on running more than an 8-year term as a city councilman, but I would like to serve 4 more years. I think that we've done some great work in the city council, and my goal is to try to reduce our debt. We spend a lot of money on paying for debt each year, and I'd like to reduce that any way that we can. I'd rather spend our money on services than on servicing our debt. And so I voted against the road bond 4 years ago. That's what got me involved. I was sitting on my treadmill and I thought, well, if not me, who? And if not now, when? And so then I ran at that time and was fortunate enough to become a city councilman for American Fork City. I'm an attorney by trade, but I leave our attorney work to our attorneys of our city. I'm a city councilman, not the attorney for the city, and that really helps keep the right hat on so I don't make mistakes that way. So I enjoy doing that. I've loved American Fork City. When I moved here back from California, there were cows like next to our house. And I was so excited because in California, the one thing that was next to my house was 3 or 4 other houses were almost on top of each other. So I enjoyed that rural part, but I also understand that we are going to grow dramatically. This is a marvelous place to live. And so we've got to prepare the best that we can for growth. And we need to really look ahead and try to be visionary about what roads need to be put in there, how much boundaries and how much space we need to preserve for roads and other things. And so I look forward to the city's growth, and I'm excited to serve 4 more years as a city councilman. Thank you.
Thanks, Jeff and Barbara. My name is Kyle Barrett. I'm also running for city council here. Just a little bit about me real quick here. Born and raised here in American Fork, sixth generation American Forker. If I was elected, I'd be the fourth generation public servant in American Fork. So it really is at the heart of me is the love of American Fork. I mean, I was raised in a home where my father was on the city council as a young child. And as I grew up, he became the mayor of American Fork. So I really have been entrenched in American Fork politics most of my life. I've learned about the good, the bad, and the ugly about politics in American Fork, and maybe how we can improve. But kind of like Jeff here, probably the biggest reason I'm running is because if it's not me, then who? Sometimes we have frustrations that go on in our life, and sometimes we need to step forward to the plate and do something about ourselves. Rather than stand in the background and say, well, I want this and I want this change and I want this change, we need to step forward and do that ourselves. A lot of people can complain. Very few people are willing to step forward and actually try to solve those problems or those complaints there. Excuse the voice, by the way. I've had a really bad cold this whole week. But, you know, the real reason I'm running, and when it gets down to the root of it, is what's taken place probably, you know, 10 to 15 years ago. I bought a home in American Fork in 2006, my first home in 2006. My utility rates were $55 a month. So five years later, they were $115 to $125 a month. That's a huge increase. I spent 20 minutes on the phone yesterday with the City of Warren Public Works. And they said, I said, you know, why don't you have pressurized irrigation? And they said, well, there's no need. I talked to Provo yesterday. Why don't you have pressurized irrigation? They said, there's no need. We don't have a need for pressurized irrigation. Now, we have pressurized irrigation, so I want to make the best of it. I want to make the most of it. But I do not want to let the city make another $100 million mistake. That's what it comes down to. South of the freeway, we've got a ton of potential. This city is going to potentially grow by double, is what I've been told. At least 15 to 20,000 people. This city is going to grow. It's inevitable. I want to make sure that we do it the right way. We get one chance at this, and I want to make sure that we do it the right way. Thank you.
Hi, I'm Stacy Carroll, and I want to thank you all for coming today, and especially thank the chamber, because I've had a lot of people who mentioned to me that it's hard to find information about the candidates. So this is a real, true service. I prepared a couple of notes. I hope you'll forgive me. I just wanted to be a little more focused in what I was saying. So I'm going to tell you a little bit about myself and then why I'm running and then why I think you should vote for me. First, I am married with three kids, ages 8 to 14. I grew up in Utah County in Orem, and I love living in American Fork. My family has been very involved in public service. My dad was the state legislator, the representative, and then the senator for American Fork in the state for 26 years. So I had a front seat watching how government works. Second, why I'm running. 2.5 years ago, the mayor and city council appointed me to the Park Tax Advisory Board. This is a very active board that provides direction for allocating money for parks, arts, and recreation. I've been watching the city council during this time, and I have seen some things that I would like changed. Some members of the council I've been really impressed with, but I don't agree with the approach that others have taken, like not working with citizens or not seeking to persuade or to come to collaborative solutions or not being prepared. I've said this before, and I feel like I need to say it again. Style matters. The way that you approach problems matter. This leads to why you should vote for me. My approach, I have three C's that I aim for: citizen engagement, collaboration, and creative solutions. This approach definitely comes from watching my dad work at the legislature. I've seen the most effective people to be those who were creative problem solvers. I also learned the value of collaboration through my involvement with the park board, because this board, we don't always agree. We have lots of reasons for why we would want money in different places, but I have the ability to see other people's points of view and to come to a resolution. And I am proud to say that all the members of that board have endorsed my candidacy. Thank you.
Thank you.